What up, people of the world? You already know what it is. It's your man, KD. KD Otaru, for those of you guys who don't know. And you know what it is. It's the atmosphere brought to you by the Pond Collective. And as usual, you know what it's like, man. We're all about life. We're all about the universe. We're all about creativity. We're all about youth. We're all about everything good, man. Vibes and vibes. And, of course, art stuff. So, and as you know, I'm not always here alone. I'm always coming through with someone special, and today I have someone who is okay. I don't really know much about her, but the few minutes we've had a quick conversation, like, we vibed so good. I mean, it's kind of like, where you been? You feel me? And I'm talking about no other person than AKG. How you doing?
Hi.
First off, before we go into the whole introduction and whatnot, I mean, it's really fascinating. I mean, reading about you, your work. I've known your work for a while now, and it's all fascinating the way you do your thing. I mean, your work speaks to me in a different way, and you do other stuff, of course, but we're going to get into all of that, and it blows my mind. But before we go into all of that, just tell us a little bit about yourself. What is AKG?
AKG is my name, my identity, my art identity, I would say. My full name is Abisolab Kubarat Badamosi, but I'll leave the rest of the names for the sake of everyone's sanity.
Let me get it straight. Abisolab Kubarat Badamosi.
Should I give you the whole thing?
No. Oh my God. The way you said it, I feel it's going to be really long, and I'm just going to forget the initials.
Yeah, but you can call me Abby. It's fine.
Great.
I call myself a narrative expressionist because I like to tell stories, personal stories, through my art, and I hope it inspires people and it helps me connect to other people. So, you know, I feel less lonely. Most artists are lonely, so, you know, it's okay.
I think it's a thing. I won't really call it loneliness. It's more like we enjoy solitude because it puts us in that state of mind where we're creative, and whatever it is we have in our head, we find a way to, like, put it out there for people to, like, understand and connect with us the way we want them to connect, or in a way that we didn't even see coming, because you can make an art piece and you have a definition in your head or a description of it, and somebody else will see it and they see something totally different.
Exactly.
And when they explain what they see, you start seeing it their own way, and you're like,
let me not get too excited.
Exactly. So you like seeing it their own way, and it just puts you in that state of mind, and it gets you more and more creative because you kind of like, oh, I made this piece. I never thought it was going to be interpreted this way, but now that you've mentioned this, opening my mind to some new ideology, some new mindset, or something like that. That's pretty awesome.
It is. You're definitely right. I feel like since I met you, even though it's only been for a little time, you say what I need to say properly. So yeah, perfect definition.
I mean, thank you. It's only $500,
and I mean, but yeah, it's supposed to be that way, so it's great.
That's cool. And I know something about your work. I mean, it's also on your website, and your work has to do with a lot of spirituality. Like, how do you express that? How do you share that with people? Because people have different ideologies about when it comes to spirituality and all of that. So, like, how do you, like, try to pass that in your work? How do you put that out there for people to feel?
Honestly, I would say I only started understanding that was what I was supposed to do about a year ago.
Yeah.
I've been painting as a way to escape my own personal reality.
Pretty much.
And it was a situation where I had a crazy spiritual awakening a couple times, actually. And I understood that my art was speaking back at me, if that makes sense. For me, it was a situation where I've always searched for God's voice, but then I found it through, like, communication with my artwork. I can't explain it.
Yeah.
So after a while, I realized, you know, looking back, meditation, stuff like that, looking back at my old work, I realized that I was painting about spirituality, about, like, oneness, but it was for me back then, it was, you know, it didn't make any sense. So I started creating bodies of work that told like a full story rather than just like one piece and one thing. So I think I started doing that a lot more now in the last, like, I would say, year. And I've been putting myself out there and being more vulnerable in the hopes to, quote unquote, connect, and in the hopes to also inspire and help others, you know. So I don't know how I do it. I just know that.
Yeah, that's why you're an artist, because I feel you don't really know how, like, you don't really have explanation for some of the things you do. Like, if you get in that zone, that creative moment, and you just start putting stuff out there, like, you just start creating, you go crazy on the medium that you're working with, and the end goal is surpass that message that you want, but like you feel it's like a burning sensation inside you, you just want to let it out any means possible. Mm-hmm. So that's why I tell a lot of young artists that instead of them considering like, is the painting fine? Is the art fine? Mm-hmm. How about you focus more on the message you're trying to pass? Any way it comes out, people will appreciate it because they understand what you're trying to say in it.
Yep.
That's why I vibe with your work, because that spirituality there, I feel the essence. It's kind of like there's some sort of essence in the piece. Yep. And That's a beautiful thing if you think about it. No, many people don't really understand. They just think it's about you pick up a pencil or a paintbrush and blah, blah, blah. You just paint something. But when you're making a portrait or you're making a painting of anything, you got to look at the essence of that stuff. 100%. What will people feel? Will they just see the picture of my face? Or will they see something in the way I look? Something in my eyes? Something in the whole aura, basically.
Honestly, I would say, I feel like we've had this conversation a little bit. As human, as me personally, as a human, I unfortunately experience first and then later. You know, my whole spiritual journey has been experience, then learn later. So it's during that like creative process, that's my learning process. That's me figuring out what the message is, trying to heal myself, doing the research. And then when I produce the work. But funny enough, the intent is never really to show or I don't want to monetize it, but put it into the system.
Yeah.
It's more for the awakened ones to know that they're not alone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So now that's why I said I know the purpose of it now. Back then I was just like, we're just doing this to kind of heal, to kind of like, you know, stay in tune.
Of course.
You know, the reality is that, when I was younger, I lost my parents, and that really put me in a very odd mental state. Mm-hmm. And because as a Nigerian, we also don't know a lot about mental health and
the effects of raising children,
and basically we don't know a lot. So it's a thing where I had to parent myself, especially in my like young adulthood, to heal those childhood wounds so I can actually enjoy this present reality that I have, because I was so blessed. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I never thought that I would be who I am today. And I always say this because I said it to you earlier. An artist is who I am. A teacher is who I want to be, because I actually want to be a high school teacher. I shock people all the time. So I guess at this point, my purpose is to be who I am, and hopefully, through my art, I get to still be and connect.
Yeah.
I just had a recent experience where I felt like I couldn't create. And it was a thing where I have like this whole spine thing going on where I have like really bad pain down this arm and down my leg sometimes. And it gets, and you're wondering, and you're talking to yourself and you're talking to God and you're like, dude, you put me here. What are you doing now? Like, we don't want to be your soldier.
I'm actually getting to that. Like, when you are in this moment, when it seems like you don't really know what you're doing, how do you come out of it? Do you have like a method, like, or a ritual, some sort of stuff that you do to come out of this stuff and get back to being a creative?
I feel like I just developed a ritual like 3 weeks ago. It's crazy.
You know what I figured? That's why I brought you for it.
I would love to thank my friends who are like my sisters, who are like my brothers, because they are the ones that like really get me out of Like, it's almost like a collective trial. Like, it's not a trial, like a collective little tribe. Not everyone is like, you know, we have the family support. You have your friends. You have people who are willing to drag you out of your depressive moment or drag you out of your creative hermit moments. You know, when you're stuck, you have those friends that check in when you lose yourself a little bit. So I have to always say that God has put specific people in my life right now that I recognize that are part of my creative process. Yeah. So
that's big. It's big. I love the positive energy from all of that. I love the positive energy from all of that. So now on to being a creative. And I think you do some other stuff too. You got a brand. You do a lot of stuff. I mean, like, the CV is probably full. So, like, just tell us some other stuff you do.
As a creative?
As a creative, okay. Maybe your full-time or part-time, other stuff.
Many people don't actually know this, but I studied fine art at UNILAG. And at the first, in my mind, I was like, maybe I should just go deep talk about. But let me not digress, because I tend to do that in my conversations. But yeah, I'm a student. I study fine art. I have great friends, great teachers. I own a company called The Gift Shop.akg. That's because gift giving is one of my love languages. I actually do it to a fault. So, and also I love reading books. So I wanted people to actually, I wanted to encourage people to go back to like reading, like, you know, having like a cute little bookmark in there.
So do you kind of like a book club or something?
No, it's one of the products under my whole gift shop company. So okay. I made it that way because I wanted to do other little gifts. Like I'm currently propagating? Yeah, my little plants, because I want to start giving people little plants as gifts. So little things like that. And then I started this company because my friend was like, why don't you just like, you know, make money out of it? I even started, I was about to digress again. I started a company when I was 12, actually, and that's how all this stuff started happening. Because that was actually during the time when I kind of lost my mom. So I had to find some sort of creative outlet. So me and my friend, we started this company called Latakadas. I've done fashion before, I've done this, I've done that. So recently now, so that's the gift shop, I'm a student, I'm also the president of my alumni, because I wanna build community and give back to my school. I went to BIS Anchor. And what else? Poof. I do photography. I do graphics. I teach part time. I love teaching. I can't even.
I think before we came here, before we started this whole thing, you talked a lot about teaching. I saw it on your website too. And how's that been exactly? Like the whole teaching stuff. Like, were you looking for something, or is it just a passion?
It found me, and then. For some reason, I had like a weird memory of when I was a kid and I would like buy a stack of books. I literally write them all, like I would be the teacher, I would mark, my teddies would be the students, everything. So I had that little memory in my mind. And then it was recently when I just moved back and I did my internship at BIS, and I was going through a lot back then. A lot of people didn't know, but every time I woke up, and I went to school, and someone said, good morning, Miss Abby. It just lit me up. And then I felt like I could inspire the children and speak to them and relate to them, and seeing my old teachers become my colleagues. The environment felt like home. And that's why I'm still
there. Yeah, I think it explains the whole community that you set up, being the president of the alumni and all that. And that's really beautiful. And also, you are an art director for a bubble.
Oh, yeah. Moist Peach Club. Yes. Yeah. So that whole collaboration started about last year. And I've always loved the idea of like the beach, spirituality, community.
I love the beach.
The essence at Moist is just, it's just amazing. And then the people that work there with me, they become family. So it's a thing where, my artwork is on display 24/7 there. I had a little solo exhibition in October that they sponsored, which was great. It showed all my works from 2014 all the way to 2022. I named it Ascend just to show the creative process and me.
And the evolution.
Yes. And they supported that. And now they're supporting more of my projects. I can't disclose that. But they're supporting, very, very supportive. They're very into the arts. They are, how would I say this in the best way possible? They are the family I was meant to find. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like, you know how people say God puts people in your life for a certain reason, just so his purpose can, you know, kind of shine.
Yeah.
That was where that was. And it was, I won't lie, it wasn't like all roses 24/7 because I had to grow, I had to learn, and I had to build like a really strong backbone and everything like that. And that's why I feel
that's one of the beauties about being in certain communities or being with certain set of people, mm-hmm. is the fact that you learn a lot of stuff. I mean, I remember when I first got signed to the gallery that I'm signed to, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what I was doing at first. You understand? I was like lost. Like, why are these people even working with me? Because I just moved from a formal style that I used to do to a new style, mm-hmm. trying new medium and all of that. So it was a little bit hard for me, or I thought it was hard, but all I had to do was just free my mind and just be creative.
Exactly.
And I learned along the way. The more I was making art, the better I became. Mm-hmm. And I felt this sense of freedom in my work. Like, yeah, I feel this sense of accomplishment that, yeah, the thing that I was afraid of is actually not existing. It was just all in my head. So being part of this community actually gave me that opportunity to expand my horizons and try out different things and not be scared, mm-hmm. of growing. And I think that's like the beauty of being in communities in some way, because you learn through peer-to-peer learning and all of that. Like, you just learn, and the more you talk, the more you talk to people, the more you ask questions, you get the answers to the question, or you get something that will lead you to the answer that you're searching for. And it's quite beautiful. And I've been seeing your works. I went through your website. You've done a lot of exhibition. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. And I was reading your art statement, reading it, like everything about your work, and it's just really, really, really beautiful. I gotta give you that. Like, it's more like, you know what you are making, you know what you are doing, you're intentional about everything. And as much as you are letting the arts flow through you, you also know what you are doing, and that's being connected, mm-hmm. the same way. So you're connected with your art, and that's like also a beautiful thing. And speaking of exhibitions, mm-hmm. yeah, you actually had done quite a number.
Yeah,
quite a number. How's the experience been so far? I know you've done with Get Relay Gallery, you've done with Nikkei Art Gallery, so many.
I'm sorry about this. It's because I had a response to the statement that you made before the question, so my mind is still on the response. Now I don't even remember what you said that I was going to respond to, but yeah, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. If you figure it out, you can always circle back.
We will go back to it. Yeah.
Exhibitions.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the save. Exhibitions. I had my first exhibition at Brick Lane Gallery in London in 2016. And I remember that time because I was making a very like hard decision to move back to Nigeria, being separated from my brother for, you know, so seven years now, blah, blah. And I was desperate to understand the message that was given to me during my first spiritual awakening. So I had that experience. Then I realized that I wanted to do art professionally, move back to Nigeria. And then I had this weird goal that I was like, I'm going to be part of 30 exhibitions before I'm 30. So I was going like at a very odd pace.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is the opportunities were coming to me. The minute I wrote that down, the opportunities kept on coming and coming and coming. And now it's almost like I've almost reached my goal. I'm not even 30 yet. And I've met so many different artists. I've worked with so many different people. And that's why I keep on saying that I don't know how I got there. And I don't know, mm-hmm. it's not like I don't know. There's always a knowing.
Of course, there's always that subconscious.
Subconscious like, knowing, whatever. Yeah. But it's like, if I can tell you how I got those exhibitions, some of them were through applications, some of them were just someone, you know, speaking about me.
Recommendations,
you know, and stuff. You know, and I could really see God move and God work just because this is who I was internally, and yeah, this was where he was, you know, trying to take me and everything. So yeah, at first it was a it's still a goal. It's still a goal, but I've kind of dumbed that down.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like you've seen yeah, something bigger than that. Yeah.
And unfortunately also I suffer from social anxiety, so I don't like being in public spaces for too long. Yeah. I know it's not obvious, but I don't like being in public spaces for too long. And because I have to open up and share my past in order for you to understand the work that is being created now. Yeah. So you can connect to it. Because if I tell you, oh, the work says, you know, heal your inner child, you're never going to get it all.
That could be quite exhausting if you had to go back every time for every person.
Yeah, literally shut down. I used to say this, I think 2 years ago to a friend. I was like, after every exhibition, I have to run away. Like, I have to take 2 days to just recharge my energy because I can't.
after my last solo exhibition, I think I did the same thing too. I didn't want to touch anything, paintbrush, speak of art. Like, oh, Katie, I have this piece. No, what? Never mind.
It was enough energy to energy to absorb. And one thing I've learned about mental health is it has its spiritual definition as well.
Sure.
And for me, it's just I absorb a lot of energy on subconsciously, and it's something that I'm learning how to practice. I'm an empath or whatever, so it's a thing where I understand that, and because I know that I'm not ready, I'm just not putting myself too much out there.
Yeah.
But I'm healing and I'm learning and I'm reworking, and that's why, like, my most recent series is called I Am, because I'm also learning Yoruba. I'm trying to go back to my roots.
Oh, great! I can't even speak my own language, so I feel
like an Igbo woman.
Not really.
Yoruba. Hey God.
Let's try it.
Jesu Christi. Okay. what should we say? Baoni. Show up.
I don't speak Yoruba, so I don't really know how to answer that.
Yeah. What about your pigeon?
Okay, my pigeon is good. I'm going to speak pigeon now. Your pigeon is... How do you think I try? Never speak pigeon. How now?
I don't have the aggression that comes.
No, you don't really need aggression. If you calm down, like, see, you know, we did podcast now. Okay. We did talk. There's no aggression in my voice. So we did chill now. You get it. It's like, just relax. We're good. I know what to
say. I feel like when I'm in a vibe, I can vibe with it. But for someone to come up to me and say, I should speak pigeon.
Who's recording? Why? Why should I speak pigeon?
But the thing is, funny enough, when I get up, no one say upset, angry, my Yoruba is so strong. Like, it's like...
So it was like, there's a personality that speaks Yoruba, but only when you're pissed.
Literally, only when I'm pissed, so I need to, like, get a point across, so I need to come up as that. That's why I love Yoruba. Bugatti, do you understand? That's the only time my Yoruba comes out well. When I'm calm, when I'm in a calm state, like, when I'm talking to you, when I'm in a flow, I just remembered what I was going to say.
Yes, now we're circling back.
Yeah, I was gonna say that because of my medium, it's watercolor. I don't plan my paintings.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm painting at. Sorry, that's why I was trying to correct you. I don't
that's
plan my
good,
paintings.
That's good info.
Yeah, literally just sketch and then.
Maybe when I'm introducing the podcast next time, I'm gonna see we're all about spontaneity because we just spontaneously just went bring us up and just so go back up and it's beautiful. I kind of like it. No, it shows that. We're creative, you understand? Like, if it's too scripted or too planned, it's going to get boring real fast. I mean, that's just my opinion. Don't enter my DMs or in the comment section saying, I disagree with you, Katie. I probably will not respond to you because I like sleeping. If I'm not doing this or if I'm not painting or playing Call of Duty, I'm sleeping. So, back to the whole thing. I'm definitely, as a creative, there are going to be challenges. Even now, the pretty much challenges that you face, like, what are some of the challenges you face and how do you deal with them?
My biggest challenge, I would say, is learning how to be of this world and not be of it at the same time. It sounds the way it sounds. only because as much as I recognize that this body has been through trauma, and because of that, it's dealing with a couple of things, my spirit feels a different way.
Yeah.
So usually when I tell people, I suffer from depression and anxiety with mild OCD, they're like, you don't come across that. And I'm like, my spirit does not have that, but my body, unfortunately, because of the experience of this earth, it has it. So what my biggest challenge is trying to be of this world and of the other at the same time. So I find like a balance so I can be free. That's the best way to describe it. So that's my biggest challenge right now.
Yeah. So are you on therapy at the moment or something?
I've had depression. I was clinically diagnosed about 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
So I've done the whole therapy thing. I've done the whole, collective healing.
Yeah.
I've done so many things. But I would say that the only thing that's been working for me is spirituality. And I'm only saying that because most of my depressive moments had a meaning, and I understand it now. Yeah. And secondly, most of my illnesses, I have PCOS, but I'm trying to say that I don't have it.
Yeah, it's kind of feeding your mind.
I was literally 120 kg. And I was like, God, why would you do this to me? Because I talked to him as my big G. I'm actually trying to change the whole him to her thing, but anyway, that's personal. That's personal. So it's a thing where I was like, okay, what's going on? And then after a while, I understood that it was so I could have a better relationship with my physical body. Because with PCOS, you have to monitor your hormones, what you eat, what you do, how you sleep, the energy, the amount of stress you can take, the thing
of
that
course, of
it, it is exhausting.
Really? I mean, you explained it now, and I'm like, yo,
you're not in control of your body when you have PCOS.
It's
and
crazy.
You're not even sure if you can have kids. You're not sure if you can.
Yeah.
Your mood swings are crazy. Nobody understands you. And because we don't actually talk about PCOS in this country.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't, because I do know a few people who also suffer from the same thing. That it's not being talked about that much as it's supposed to. The awareness is not really there. That's why I kind of appreciate the fact that you express it, how you deal with it, how you cope with it, and all of that.
I think I just changed my mindset to think that this is an opportunity for you to get to know your body better. This is an opportunity for you to holistically heal everything.
Yeah.
So my diet now is so tailored towards spirituality. It's crazy, but that was not how I saw it in the beginning. Even with my hair now, everyone was like, oh, they loved my hair. I loved my hair. You would think, okay, because I love my hair, my natives, blah, blah, blah. No. The reality was I could not afford to keep doing my hair every 2 weeks. Hair is expensive.
Yeah. You're telling me. Valentine's is almost here.
I was meant to love my hair. I said, see, this was never the plan. I wanted my hair to be a lot longer, but Valentine's is coming. Where is my voice? That song is going to go viral again. My point is, I was spending on upkeep and everything. I was spending a ridiculous amount just to be a woman. Why? So I ended up locking my hair a lot faster than most people. And now the amount of money I spend on my hair is almost...
Not compared.
And, it happened that way with even my nails and the way I dress. I just had to dumb down a lot of things. And I'm sure I'm open about it because I'm sure it happened to everyone.
Yeah. Would you say you prefer to live simpler, a more simpler fashion?
I have moments when I want to be a bad bitch.
Yeah, of course.
Excuse the French. That's why I said I'm still of this world.
Yeah.
I'm just trying not to be of the world.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense now.
So it's more this is me. This is what does Abby like? Okay, Abby still likes dressing up. Abby still likes, wearing a couple outfits. Because I love fashion. I literally make majority of my outfits. And I love makeup. I love doing makeup. So it's a thing where it's I'm just me.
Exactly. That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And what the question now? We talked that around.
Oh, we talked about challenges. You told me several challenges and how you dealt with them. Of course.
I'm still dealing.
Of course. There's no limit to all of this. You just keep coping with it, finding new ways to. I think before we started this, we talked about our demons and all of that. Find a way to coexist with your demon, at least from my understanding. Or you don't really need to fight them. They're there for a purpose. They're a part of you.
Loki, they're cool if you really.
Yeah. Well, But it's been great. But okay, we're about to round off a little bit. So it's been fun. I wish we could continue. But so far, what final words do you have to give to everyone out there listening, who actually? Because I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who feel the same way that we feel, but they don't really know how to express themselves. They don't really need to be artists or something, but they're looking for a way to let people understand what they are going through, how they are feeling, and maybe find ways to help themselves that they may not even know of. But yeah. Do you have anything to like share with us before we leave?
I want to take like a second to really just internalize that question.
Okay. A second it is.
So the message comes out the way it's supposed to be. Don't be afraid to lean on people, but be afraid to lean on the wrong people.
Yeah.
Only because as an artist, you're so sensitive to this world and your entire being or essence is love. And because love is your fundamental truth, if you're not careful, you can lose yourself, and you can only, and it's weird because I've lost myself in so many different places, but I don't see it as a loss anymore. I see it as pieces of me being given.
Like I said, lessons or blessings.
Exactly. I would definitely advise young artists to just keep going inside. Like if you close your eyes and you internalize for, even if it's like 5 seconds, and you ask yourself, what do I want to do? Your thoughts are going to answer back to you. And it's your choice to see if it's a negative thought or a positive thought. Because everybody's, unfortunately, everybody's opinion is definitely going to be different than your internal self, than your higher self, than the God you worship, anything. You have this knowing. Everybody has this knowing. It's like me, I can tell you that you're wearing a blue shirt. You know you're not wearing a blue shirt. But I can warp your reality. And no one should have the power to warp your reality except you. So always believe in yourself, what you create. Your creative process is always going to be messy, but that's where you find God.
And of course.
Well, that's where you find love. Let me use love. Yeah. That's how I view it when I say that word. So, yeah. And no matter what mental illness or no matter what obstacle that's around you right now, it will always be temporary and it's always a lesson. It's hard to see in real time. But through creating your art, and every time you do have that moment of solitude, it will be revealed to you.
That was beautiful. I mean, I'm like emotional right now.
Don't be. I have you because honestly, I was so nervous, and I can't believe how aligned this was because we spoke.
I told you.
And we were like literally like loving each other's works, and then by the way, I'm your host. I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't find this out up until like literally like what, an hour before I was
before you came.
You know what I mean? And I'm so glad I met you.
And I'm so glad you were able to make him. So glad you were able to open up to us. You were able to share some certain things about you. And I learned something. I'm pretty sure people out there are going to learn something too. And this has been wonderful. So there you have it, people of the world. It's still me, KD Otara. And I was here. Still here, actually, because I don't want her to go.
I'm not going to go.
I'm still here with AKG. She is brilliant. She is creative. She is everything.
Oh,
a creative. I got to say, man, like, this has been wonderful for me, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be wonderful for you guys. And there you have it. So from us here to you over there, this has been great. Thank you for joining in, for listening, watching, whichever one you want to do. And follow me on Instagram. Yes. Follow the page. Follow the Palm Collective. Follow her. And just keep an eye out on her work. And don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube page. And share with your friends. You never know who you're going to inspire. And like I always tell people, be you. That's the best version of yourself you got. So from us here to you over there once again. Peace.